Do I look like I know what a JPEG is? I just want a picture of a goddamn hot dog. Do I look like I know what a JPEG is? I just want a picture of a goddamn hot dog.
From the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it's Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. What's up, guys? My name's Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. Down at the end of the table, we got Mr. Fogg, Jesse Kimble.
No, he ain't.
And Mrs. Fig, Lindsay Wolfgong.
I'm not a Mrs.
Are you a boy?
Ms.
What do you identify as?
Female.
What
but
kind?
I'm not married, so.
You're married to the job, aren't you?
No.
Excuse me for a second. Tonight's episode of Podzilla 1985 After Dark
is
brought to you by NOS, High Performance Energy Drink. NOS. I'm going to drink some now.
They're not going to send you some.
In fact, they might send us a cease and desist, like if they hear about what happened on the pre-show.
Which one?
Yes.
You know the worst energy drink we've ever had here at the Podzilla 1985 offices?
Oh, it's got to be a Savage, wasn't it? Was that what it was called?
Oh, shit.
I don't drink energy drinks, right. so I did not partake.
There's one incident I remember in particular, and I want to think, I don't know if it's the same incident you're thinking of.
No, okay, there's one incident where someone brought it here in the studio.
Yeah.
And then the one that I was thinking of in particular was way back when a GameStop employee had some free samples of, I believe it was Savage Energy.
That was probably pretty bad.
And she brought it into us. This was before even like the remodel at GameStop when you and I worked there.
When we had the sawtooth design.
Yeah. Brought in the, I think it was Savage is what it was called. And boy, was it gross.
I was thinking of was it Rip It?
Or Rip It, yeah. That was the one that Real Rock
provided us.
Yes.
And it was the worst energy drink I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, it was also pretty gross.
But it was free.
It was free. And they say you should never talk about free things, but I'm going to talk about them. It was the worst energy drink of all time.
There's a worse one. What was the one that Senior grabbed that was in the vending machine here for a little while? But it was so disgusting that we had him take it out. He got them for free, and he just put them in there.
I feel like I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name of it.
I don't
just
know
say,
what it was either.
It's a testament to how many energy drinks we drink around here. We shouldn't. Well, you guys don't. You guys are living clean. I was living clean for about a year, and now I started again.
I do. I drink an energy drink before every Smash Brothers tournament. It's the only time I do energy drinks anymore.
I drink a cup of coffee every morning, and sometimes I'll have an energy drink through the day, but not usually. This week I've had three.
See, I gave up.
Sleeping.
No, I don't sleep.
I have almost entirely given up caffeine. Like the most I'll do is like a diet soda here and there. And then, like I said, I'll do an energy drink for tournaments, which sucked at first. But once I got used to it, like I was actually sleeping through the night, which is something that I had never done before.
See, it doesn't matter what I do. Caffeine, no caffeine. Sleeping pills, earphones, earbuds. Doesn't matter what I do. I'm either awake or I'm not. I've come to accept.
I mean, that was like I was not able to sleep through the night. Like I would have to wake up, you know, I'd go to the bathroom or whatever. Like I'd have a little bit of insomnia, go back to sleep, that kind of situation. After about a month of giving up caffeine, minus like I said, the occasional soda, I was actually sleeping all the way through the night. And have been since, and it's amazing.
I don't know if I could have the trade-off, though. The trade-off being that you don't drink the Pepsi.
Well, I mean, you could still drink the occasional Pepsi.
Well, my problem is that when I drink the Pepsi, it's at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's fair.
Because I'll get home, and Allie will go to bed, Lindsay will go to bed, and then Bob and I will play, like, Red Dead or something. And I like to have a nice just little Pepsi there. It's just a little bottle Pepsi. I don't drink a big Pepsi. And I just suck on that. For, I mean, you know, an hour or two.
There's not enough caffeine in that to really mess with you.
And I also read somewhere that, because I used to research this quite a bit, that if you're so used to caffeine, like caffeine doesn't bother you. I have drank so much caffeine in my life that I can probably drink this and it will not bother me. As opposed to if Lindsay drank this, she would be climbing on the walls.
Caffeine doesn't affect me.
Okay. If Allie, no, not Allie either. If.
Well, because see, I.
Who's
now,
a bitch? Dalton?
I don't know. No, Dalton likes
energy
drinks,
too.
Dalton
likes energy drinks.
No, see, now if I drink an energy drink, I actually do get, like, jittery. like it actually wakes me up and gives me energy versus I had been drinking energy drinks and coffee and whatnot pretty regularly since high school. Like I started in high school because I thought coffee was gross.
Did you change your mind by now?
I acquired the taste eventually.
Okay.
But
I do enjoy coffee.
Energy drinks like were acceptable. And this was back when I was in high school. It was basically Red Bull and Monster. Mm. And I worked until upwards of 1 a.m, had to wake up at 5 a.m. and go to school. So I needed an energy drink on my way into school. I got so used to caffeine, though, that I basically drank the energy drinks just to keep the headaches away by the time I got out of college. That's the best they really did for me. Like,
see, I don't get the headaches from caffeine or caffeine withdrawal, really. When I got right before I started taking my blood pressure medication, my headaches were getting so bad that like I was getting them every single day and they were almost debilitating. So I can't imagine how bad my blood pressure was for me to have such terrible headaches all the time.
We know how bad your blood pressure was.
That's true.
You like if we had cut a vein, you could have cut a hole in the wall.
I feel like I'm either meant for something great or just really lucky to be alive still. Because when the doctor tells you, like,
you should have had a heart attack by now.
Oh, shouldn't say that. She just said I should have been dead.
Yeah.
The two aren't necessarily related.
Stroke would be the more likely symptom of the after that much blood pressure. I'm not gonna, you know, just air out Shannon's stuff all over the place.
Do it.
He definitely was way into hypertensive state.
Oh my god. We're talking about an average blood pressure of probably 170 to 175, 180 over 120, 110. And that was an average blood pressure for me. And I lived with that for years.
Because when we went to get, I went with him to get a checkup just somewhere else. They just took his blood pressure like for something completely unrelated. This is just, you know, they're just doing it because that's what you do when you go to the doctor. And he was like 195 over 130.
That was kind of related because they had to have my blood pressure at a certain point to do the surgery. Yeah. But yeah, it was bad. And now, whenever I first take my blood pressure, especially at the doctor, it's still like 165 over 115. But then give it 2 minutes later and it's down to normal. I think I'm just nervous.
Because you're nervous.
And that is a thing.
The white coat syndrome.
Yeah. Like every time I've taken it this week, it's been like 133 over 86 or 128 over 72, which is still a tad high, but it is so much better than
it's not
near death.
You are no longer in hypertensive. Like they call that's the pre-hypertension area.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It basically means you're on the upper you're at the upper limit of healthy.
I stay on the edge. Remember, 140 used to be normal, and then they changed it. I used to be with what it was, and they changed
what it is.
They changed what it is. Now what I'm with is no longer it, and what is it is scary.
Shannon could have just on a normal day, like I said, you cut him, and a water saw, like, just with his blood.
My idea for a superhero?
No.
So I had it in my head that I was going to write a superhero story, because at one point, Shannon didn't just do podcasts. Shannon was a writer. And God, I miss that guy.
You're still a writer. You just haven't done anything. The fuck
have I written lately? What'd I write?
You told me you're working on stuff.
I'm working on stuff in the same way that I'm losing weight. It's a goal.
Well, then you quit fibbing to me, telling me you have been working on something.
Well, I mean, I've been working on it, but like it's like losing weight. Like I work out, but like until I really buckle down and like fucking do it, can I even say I do it?
Yes.
Oh, well, then I'm also a congressman. Anyway, so I was going to write this superhero story, and I had this great idea for different superpowers that they'd have. And my favorite one was a girl who used her blood as a weapon. And I did not know if this was a thing. I still don't know if it's a thing. Where, like, she could, if you had a cut, she could, like, pull the blood out of you, or she could cut herself and use the blood as a weapon.
She could manipulate it.
Yeah. She could manipulate blood. She was like Pyro, but with blood. Except, and this I thought was funny, when she was on her period.
Then she was powerless.
She could not use her abilities because it was so, you know, something about she had blood coming out of the whatever.
The menstrual cycle messes it up.
But I thought that was a good character. I thought that was a solid character.
Yeah, there's something I've watched fairly recently where they can do that, and it's a super gross ability.
This would have also been a super gross ability.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where it was at. You talk amongst yourself. I gotta look this up.
I think what inspired me for it was that scene from X2 when Magneto pulls the metal from his bloodstream. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what gave me the inspiration for it. But I never went forward with this book or this story. I kind of want to, though. I always thought it was, you can make it
a short story.
It was a good story. Well, it was about a reporter who was kind of invited into the superhero life because he had a couple of friends who were superheroes, and he went out with them one night, and then they were both killed, and now he's trying to get to the bottom of who it was that killed him and why they were so powerful. Then he meets the superhero group, and they kind of go along with it, and these people had different powers. There was one character I had. I didn't give her a name. I just kind of called her Ghost. She didn't really have an ability. Her ability was that she had to constantly concentrate on staying
informed. Manifested.
Yeah, otherwise she would just kind of disappear into the ether.
I feel like you were coming up with this when Heroes was still on.
City of Heroes? Heroes. Okay, yeah.
Well, when we were playing City of Heroes at the same time.
Yeah.
In that time frame.
There was also a guy who had like multiple personalities, and they pretty much stole that from me for Split, by the way. Fucking M. Night Shyamalan. I got you on my radar, buddy. I'm gunning for you. Should not say that in that way. By I'm gunning for you mean I am going to write you a strongly worded letter that may or may not ever get to you.
So it was in an anime. I think it was Dead Man Wonderland is what I found.
Then I don't know that one.
Yeah, I'm not saying you stole it. I'm just saying I've seen it. And it's really cool. And apparently it's also a subclass in D&D as a blood sorcerer.
Really?
That's cool.
That's pretty cool. There was a game that used to be out. I don't know if you remember it, called Vanguard Saga of Heroes.
I remember it, never played it.
I liked it quite a bit, and one of the classes on there was like a blood wizard. Kind of the same thing. Yeah, I always thought blood was a cool power. It was like Magneto, but with blood.
And then going all the way back to Avatar The Last Airbender, certain waterbenders on the full moon could bend blood.
That's cool.
And The Last Airbender was developed into a film by M. Night Shyamalan.
And they didn't talk about that stuff at all.
Full circle.
The movie was awful.
Full circle.
So bad. So bad.
Sad. Let's talk about the motherfucker of the week.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Motherfuckers of the week this week, it's actually two people. The Chrisley family.
Do tell.
Do you know the Chrisleys?
Okay. I remember them.
There's a show called Chrisley Knows Best. I think it's Chrisley Knows Best.
Yeah, it was.
And it's about this...
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Effeminate, rich white guy. Yeah. Well, apparently they got busted for tax evasion or avoision. Some people say evasion. I say avoision. That's a Kent Brockman joke.
I know.
And after they got busted for tax evasion and all this other stuff that they did, I don't know if they did it first or if there was their daughter. One of these two things happened. I need to look into which one. Either they went on a public radio program and talked about their daughter and how she had a sex tape, dropped names of who she had affairs with and who the sex tape was with, all in an attempt to besmirch her, or the daughter came out and filed something against them because they were trying to extort her with said sex tape to get her to lie about their tax problems.
Jeez.
Yeah.
This is the good Christian family of the Chrisleys. Either they're extorting their own daughter for a sex tape, or they just put their daughter's entire like dirty laundry out in the open. Either way, that's real shitty. They were already shitty people to begin with.
Yeah.
And they, I believe, are true motherfuckers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100% motherfuckers.
It's a fun one. If you wanted to do another motherfucker of the week and you wanted to get like broad with it, the media. The media could very well right now be the motherfuckers of the week. You know why?
What is that?
Lindsay, did you hear that PewDiePie got married?
I saw the thing that you posted, but I did not have time to look into anything.
But you saw that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear about the Amazon Force?
Yes, that I did read about today.
Which one did you hear about first? Probably PewDiePie.
No, I saw your comments about the forest first, and then I saw your comments the other one.
Doesn't count.
I didn't know about PewDiePie, but I did know about the rainforest.
A lot of people don't know about the rainforest, though, because they have had zero coverage. The rainforest is burning at an alarming rate.
A few weeks.
Yeah, 16 days is what
I
saw.
Its burn rate percentage is up 88% from last year.
It is the highest. It's burning faster than it's ever burned. If you don't know, these rainforests make up 20% of our oxygen, and they are burning. And no one was talking about it. The first thing I saw about it was on the Philip DeFranco show. Shout out to Philly D. I like him in general, but legitimately, I had not heard about the rainforest. I went and looked at every news site today and for the past couple days. There was one story on CNN that was the main story yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I went there today. That's the article that I read.
And today, completely gone. Can't find it on the main page. PewDiePie is on the main page. Trump's all over the fucking thing. And there's nothing about the rainforest.
Because I do have... So Alexa has an option where you can say, like, read me news from a source, and it'll actually play, like, a little podcast that's been prepared by these news sources, which I think is kind of cool. So in the morning, whenever I'm brushing my teeth, we have an Alexa in the bathroom. So I'm like, yeah, play the news from CNN. And that was the first place that I had heard of it, and it was on Monday this week is when I heard about it, that it was burning up, and then it was talking about... has done more damage to the atmosphere than like anything in quite a while.
Yep, because if it gets to a certain point, it's producing more carbon than it's creating oxygen.
Yep.
We're in serious, serious danger, and it's a human problem. It's human fault. Brazil is kind of to blame for this, and they are just putting the blame on anybody else. Their leader is kind of a just
he is
idiot dick.
Highly pro-business right now, so there are a bunch of cattle farmers down there that they will use deforestation to make more room for their cattle.
Yeah, he's already been doing it. Yeah.
And because of his policies on business, they're kind of gung-ho and not doing anything much about it. Now, down there, like agriculture-wise, they burn their fields during the dry season to revitalize them,
the soil, yeah,
as far as that goes, but it's going way too far.
Yeah, it's on
everything.
It's burning so quickly,
and there's not a really good way to traffic or police it.
And what's just insane to me is that the lack of coverage. Like truly insane to me, the lack of coverage. This isn't just like when we have fires in America, you know, out in California, they have them yearly, and sometimes they get pretty severe, and we get so much coverage about it.
It's because those are started by nature.
Well, this is started by humans.
I know.
Turns out humans are the biggest monsters of them all.
Yep.
According to the scary door.
We're so good at destroying everything.
But I just can't believe that it took 2.5 weeks for this to hit the news.
Yeah.
And this is 2019.
And then it's kind of gone away again.
And it's gone away so quickly. It's not. And you know why?
But Shannon, global warming's a myth.
People don't want to know about it.
Yeah, climate change. Climate change isn't real.
People don't want to hear about it. They want to hear about Trump. They want to fight about Trump. They want to hear about politics. And no one wants to hear about the news.
That's because it's future us problem. Hey, folks, guess what? We are future us.
It's not future us problem. It's like next week problem.
Because there are a few Democratic candidates, at least, that are really proposing a lot of green deals.
Andrew Yang, even if he's not.
He does have some eco-friendly deals. I know Bernie apparently put forth a $6 trillion Green New Deal.
Thank you, Noss.
AOC had the Green New Deal. Obviously, it got like thrown out, though, because it was an extremely aggressive one.
That started a big fight about progressive Democrats versus old school Democrats who are just like, you can't do stuff like that, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And then she just kind of danced out of the door. I like her.
I feel like that was racist, but I'm not sure how.
To which one?
Like, I don't know.
Old white people?
The dancing part, I guess, is like, she just danced out the door.
I'm referencing the infamous video that they tried to shame her with. You heard about that, right?
No.
So when she was in college, she, I don't know if it was a project or something, but they redid the dance scene from an 80s movie, and she's dancing on like a roof, and legitimately fucking right-wing conservatives posted that video and tried to shame her, like, look how disrespectful. They tried to make her feel bad about it, and everybody's like, so the fuck what? She danced in college.
Yeah, like,
wasn't naked?
Do you really want to air out motherfuckers' laundry of what they did in college?
Right.
You motherfuckers do.
And so her response to it was, she was like, I forget where she was. It looked somewhere very official. And she kind of looked around, and then she did a little dance and then went through a door. It was very funny. I fucking love her to death.
No, that's good stuff.
All my conservative friends hate her.
Oh, yeah.
And they can't give me a reason why. They just hate her.
Well, she's brown. And well, she runs that mouth.
Fuck, Jesse. I was going to go there. I was going to give it some time to air out a little bit.
No, I'm calling them out. Yeah, I get it. Like, there are definitely, like, stances that she has, like, that I could see people disagreeing with. But a lot of people are just like, yeah, they talk about like, no, I disagree with her policies and stuff. Like, no, you just...
You don't like the fact that she's a woman of color.
Yeah, and she's very outspoken, and she's making you regret or think about your decisions, and you're not liking that, and it's, yeah, yeah.
Also want to give a special shout out to Donald Trump, who I said would never win Motherfucker of the Week because he's got the Lifetime Achievement Award.
He does.
But he did an impromptu press conference, more or less, on, I think, Wednesday. Yeah, in front of the White House.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure our local news station is like, he's live now, and I was at work, and I turned my phone off.
You know, who hates me at this point?
Who's that? Entire staff.
Our local news station.
I know.
Because
you were trolling them, and it's hilarious.
Fuck with them so hard. Because
so on KFES, many idiots comment.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but KFES 12 themselves, they seem very pro-Trump. Because they post shit for Trump that they never posted for Obama. Yeah. Like birthday wishes. And that I think they did do an Obama birthday wish the other day, which good, because I was going to burn them. They were going to feel the burn. But anyway, Donald Trump, Wednesday at the White House, gave an impromptu press conference. He said something I want to point out real quick. He said about gun control, I want guns to be in hands of people that are mentally stable. And those people, I want them to be easily be able to get a gun. But people that are insane, people that are sick up here, and he pointed to his head because he's a fucking child, I don't want them to be able to get a gun. This is the same motherfucker
who rolled back
an Obama initiative to keep guns out of the hands of the mentally disabled. He wanted them to have guns. He's fucking lying to your face.
He may not necessarily have wanted them to have guns, but he absolutely wanted to cash that NRA check.
He did. Uh-huh. And he's in the lobby. All right. Are there any Republicans that still listen to this show? I need to know. Because if you're still a Republican and you're still listening to the show and you support Donald Trump, when you are getting facts like this, what is your thought process?
You're just giving them fake
news. How can you defend this?
We definitely do not have any Republicans left that are Trump supporters. There's no way that we do.
Unless it's some random listener that's listening to us right now. And if you are, and you are a Trump supporter, I really want you to reach out to us and tell us why. We will not attack you. We love our fans. We will have a discussion with you. That's what we do. Now, if you take it to that level, Jesse Kimmel will respond in kindly. I've seen it happen. He cannibalizes them. You should see him feast. He's like a mantis.
I don't go hard anymore unless people start insulting my friends. Like, if somebody posts something and they start like shitting on a friend of mine, then I go hard. I go real hard.
He does. He goes very, very hard. I just want to point that out. That was something that really struck me in that interview. He also said, we're looking at a lot of different things related to Antifa. Antifa, in my opinion, is a terrorist organization. You see what they've been doing. We've had great support on that. We're looking at various different things. You know how many people Antifa has killed? Zero. As far as I know.
I don't know what Antifa is.
Anti-fascist.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, it's an organization. Yeah, the anti-fascist is what it stands for. Yeah. They call themselves
Which
Antifa.
Apparently, like, that...
They're not a true organization.
No. They kind of are like a rebellion group. They're like kind of are like terrorists, to be fair, but for the right reasons. Because apparently, being a fascist isn't good,
right? Who would have thought?
But you know who has killed people?
White supremacists.
White supremacists and white nationalists.
Oh, but there's good
Donald
people.
Donald Trump has not called terrorists. Yeah.
Yeah. No, because that's what I was about to bring up. But then you got the white supremacy on the other side. But there's good people there. I mean, there's good people in there. No. Like I get it.
Yeah,
like
I saw
Antifa,
a lovely little poster collage of white supremacists and Trump flags and banners and whatnot.
Oh, they love
just
him.
Just all together.
They love him.
Yeah.
He is the voice of he's the voice of the brainless.
Oh my god. Yeah, no, I don't condone property damage and stuff like that, riots in the streets and whatnot. For like I'm a big fan of peaceful protest. I understand occasionally, like, you have to get really obstructive with your protests, but, like, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to be destructive.
Sometimes I think the time for peaceful protests are over, and I think it's time for anarchy in the streets, but only against the right people. Go back to when, was it Mike Brown was shot in St. Louis? Was it Mike Brown?
That's
the name. I don't remember if it was St. Louis
That
or
was
not.
The St. Louis one.
Yeah, Ferguson, right?
Yeah, Ferguson outside of St. Louis.
When he was killed... The riots that happened there, they were damaging, you know, those protesters were damaging innocent people's properties. They were destroying buildings. They were hurting innocent people. And I don't condone that.
No, not even a little bit.
But if you're talking about marching on people that are poisonous for America, who laugh in our faces and, you know, throw that shit in our face that they can get away with all these terrible things, and you want to maybe riot there, I'm not saying I'm going to fault you for it. And this is from a guy that once defended that Nazi. What the fuck was his name? I don't even remember. Spencer. Richard Spencer?
Yeah, that maybe? Sounds right. Yeah, the guy that got punched in, the Nazi that got punched in the face.
Yes. I'm the one that said, you can't do that. That's not right. That's not what we do in America. We don't punch people in the face like that. Fast forward a couple years later, though, and like those kind of people are so dug in like an Alabama tick that maybe it's time we stopped being so nice.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Our world is so politically correct at this point that everyone is squishy.
It's not politically correct. It's not. Like, here's the problem, is the left tries to be politically correct. And we talked about it on Tuesday, me and Asa. It's the left tries to rise above.
But the racism is rising more because of it.
No, well, they're louder because if someone slapped you in the face and you turn the other cheek, like you're supposed to, you know what I mean? But then they keep slapping you. And
you're eventually going to turn around and deck them.
You have to, or else they're going to keep doing it. So all of the people that are like clearly wrong for America, and we're just letting that shit go because we're trying to be the better people, quote unquote, man, that time is over.
It's the paradox, the tolerating the intolerant.
Yeah.
And it's the question, like, do you tolerate the intolerant? And a lot of, like, it's a big philosophical discussion, but I land on the side that agrees that you shouldn't. Like, if that intolerance is allowed to grow and fester, especially in the information age where they can find each other really easily and they can mobilize and organize.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you need to squash it.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to, like, I am A-okay with punching a Nazi. I normally don't condone violence, but for a Nazi, yeah, punch a Nazi.
I wouldn't punch Mitch McConnell in the face if there were people around. I'm the kind of guy,
Moscow Mitch.
I'm the kind of guy that always took I always liked the Punisher's route of killing bad people, and everyone else I know took Batman's side of no, you can't do that. Then you become them. Yeah, become them. Maybe it's time we became them and you fight fire with fire, because this shit ain't working so far.
It's really not.
If Trump gets reelected in 2020 after everything that's happened and all these people that are mobilizing and saying we're going to stop Trump and he still wins,
there's a bigger problem.
It's time to stop playing nice.
Yeah. I still don't condone, like, you know what, if they want to march, then by all means, like, let the white supremacists march. Had that said, we should be within our rights to countermarch. If they throw a punch, then they get punched back.
I agree with that.
That's all there is to it. Like, I don't like the fact that counter-protesters, because you see that a lot with, neo-Nazi and white supremacist marches. You get counter-protesters trying to march, and someone ends up getting violent, or they end up, like, you know, the counter-protesters are told to leave. Like, no, yeah, you can't be here. They're allowed to march here. Like, no, you have the freedom to say whatever you want. I have the freedom to call you an asshole.
Yeah. Well, and there are some freedoms, though, that, like, it boggles the mind that they're allowed to do it. Like, I get protesting. If you want to let white supremacists march, I don't know if I agree with that, but I understand freedom of speech. But, like, the Westboro Baptist Church, whenever they would protest funerals.
Oh, God.
Whenever they would go to dead soldiers' funerals. Ooh. And carry signs and chant about, you know, God hates faggots, they would, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And they were allowed to do it legally. Like, I could not believe it. That made me so mad.
Same.
And thank God, I think they have now put it, years later, they put in where you can only protest so close to a funeral now, or to a gravesite, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I don't think you can actually, like, protest on, like, in a graveyard. Like, right. You can be outside of it.
Which, Fred Phelps died years ago, and I haven't even heard about the Westboro Baptist Church in a while.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about them in a while.
So either. I don't know if you cut the head off the snake and it dies, or if they're not as loud as they used to be. Either way, like, I get to people that support them. It seems righteous to let them say these things and to let them march and all that. But to the rest of us who are, like, progressive and want peace and harmony among everybody, that shit's toxic. How do you not see that as toxic?
It's one of the, I don't condone arresting. Like, that's the big thing. And that's where a lot of the argument comes down to. I do not condone arresting these people. Like, if they are, you know, if somebody is a self-proclaimed Nazi and they want to march, like, that's their right to do so.
Until they do something illegal.
Right. If they do something illegal, then, yeah, absolutely, throw the book at them. Like, throw them in jail for as long as you possibly can. You know, drop that dime bag of weed on them that you keep for those other circumstances.
Or, think about this.
Yeah.
The Punisher shows up. He guns down about 3/4 of them and says, if I see Nazis marching again, I'm going to keep shooting. Then the Nazis go, maybe we should not march in public. Let's just go back to our basements and get on the internet and get on the interwebs, and we'll just like talk shit there. Because that's still safe, right?
Oh, it's very safe.
You can still shit talk on the internet, right?
Yeah.
Thank God.
That's harder to track.
I was afraid I was going to have to be responsible for my actions and the things I say. Oh, thank God.
Everybody absolutely should be allowed to go to these protests and be louder than, you know, the Nazis and the white supremacists.
And the Republicans at this point. It's getting harder and harder to tell the difference.
Venn diagram's a circle, homie.
Woo!
Okay, again, Republicans listening. I know not all of you are white supremacists, not all of you are racist.
Not all of you support Trump.
Yeah, many of you, like, you have different ideals and everything else, and that's fine. If you support Trump, I do think you're an asshole, but I don't think you're an asshole because you're a Republican. If you're a Nazi, you're an asshole. If you're a white supremacist, you're an asshole.
You're pretty much an asshole. That's true. If you're Chick-fil-A, you're an asshole.
But if you're a Republican, that doesn't auto make you an asshole.
You know, I heard something from
odds
a Republican.
Are good, but
I heard something from a Republican once when I forget who it was. I think they were on Morning Joe, and they were talking about why don't more Republicans speak up? Why don't they quit? You know, if you don't support Trump, why do you stay there?
Peer pressure.
Well, no, they said that if we leave, they'll replace us with people who will go along with everything that they say.
Yeah.
So you stay there in almost like a silent protest. What he says is terrible, but you're there to rein him in as best you can, because if you're not there, they could replace you with someone who won't rein him in.
You need to try and get other people on your side to help rein them in.
It's like whenever, I forget the name of the gentleman, but there was somebody that was on Trump's staff, one of his closest staff members, and he said, and it was in one of those books, I think it was the Fire and Fury book, I think, that when Trump would write stuff out and he would be on his desk, they would steal it and
hide
it.
Yeah, that was Fire and Fury.
Yeah, because they didn't want that out. Like, they knew Trump was going to do that stuff, but they stayed there to stop him from making these mistakes. And it's crazy to think about that would actually happen in the White House, because you would think bad man could be taken out of White House. But apparently it's not that easy, especially when so much of America is fooled and you're being fooled.
Yeah, see, my problem isn't necessarily with those people. Like, I do dislike the Republicans in Congress that are just towing the party line.
The cowards. Except for like one or two who have spoken out.
Well, yeah, but any time like the one or two speak out, they only ever speak out when their vote doesn't matter.
Well, there's one, and I forget his name, and I apologize, but he actually renounced his Republican status, and now he is an independent and votes against Trump. So he's nice. One of those people that legitimately said, no, this is wrong, and stayed that way. I think you had people like John McCain who would speak out against Trump, but then would
just
vote,
cower in their turtle shell.
Would vote for him. No, yeah, that's Mitch McConnell. He's
Because there was always like, you would hear about a couple of Republicans, and they would throw, you know, the internet would throw them a big parade, like, you know, thank you guys for voting no, even though like they had all the votes to pass. Like, no, that was publicity.
Yeah.
They were allowed to vote no.
They called the Republican Party, the whole party, and said, how are you guys voting? Okay, I'm going to vote no because I need some constituents. Is that cool?
You actually do have, there's someone in Congress whose job is to see how everybody's voting before the vote's going to happen, so that he can tell, like the whip, like he makes sure everybody's going to vote the right way when it goes into it. So yeah, he would go in and make sure, like, okay, well, you have two people, like my constituents would be very upset if I voted yes on this. So I can't, like, you know, if we have the votes, I'd rather not.
Right.
So then it goes around like, all right, yeah, the rest of the party's all good, so you can vote no if you want.
Talk tough for a little bit, and then we'll see on the next one.
Yeah.
You need to ghost ride that whip. One other thing Trump said before we get to the topic of the night, it's going to be fun, I promise. He also said, and this was the most damning one for me, and I can't believe he's still in office. He said, in my opinion, you vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel.
I read that.
Only weak people would say anything other than that. If you vote for a Democrat, you're very, very disloyal to Israel and to the Jewish people. Donald Trump just said that if you vote Democratic, you're an Uncle Tom, basically. And I cannot believe that this man is still in office.
I saw it slightly reworded, but it was being compared to a Hitler quote.
It's absolutely sad. Oh, he also said that he was the chosen one.
What?
He was talking about the trade war with China. He looked at the heavens and said, someone has to do it. I am the chosen one. And, like, I guess he was joking. But with Donald Trump, it's hard to tell.
That narcissism.
No. Because I saw several posts about people talking about how he is the chosen one, but it was, I thought they were just crazy outliers.
No, no, no. He said, I am the chosen one.
Oh, no.
And there are people that eat that shit up like pudding.
Oh,
like Jell-O pudding pops.
I, surely, he won't be able to win in 2020.
He is going to win, and don't call me surely. Had to tweak it a little bit.
A little.
You would think there's no way in hell he's going to win.
There's no way in hell.
Oh, we said that about 2000.
It's
going to
be a matter of making sure that people go out and vote.
Get the dick out your throat and go vote.
And I've maintained that is the problem because Hillary had more votes than Trump. Like, people talk about how Trump won fair and square. No, the fuck he didn't.
Yeah, but Hillary was a butcher. She was the butcher of Benghazi.
Oh, my God.
She was a
monster. She had those emails.
She had the emails. She
had that child trafficking ring.
Yeah, yeah.
So many people killed. No, Hillary had it, and I think that was the problem. Everybody knew that Hillary had it, and I've talked about this so many times before.
Oh, they thought Trump was going to lose so hard, they were just like, I don't have to go vote.
Yeah, I don't have to get out and vote. It's going to be a pain in the ass to get out there because they make it hard.
Uh-huh.
By the way,
in a lot of places.
By the way, there was a conservative host, and he may be a right-wing conspiracy conservative crazy person. I forget his name, and I wouldn't say it anyway to give him publicity. But Trump thanked him for his words. His words, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was very much saying that the Jewish people love Trump. They love him like God. They love him like he's the second coming of Jesus.
Excuse me?
Nobody thinks that. How do we live in this crazy world now? How does this world exist?
When did we land into bizarro land?
Where did I stroke out in the mid-2010s? Somewhere around 2015, I had a stroke. I had a heart attack. I'm in a coma now. I'm laying in a bed somewhere.
And you're having a very long nightmare.
And this is my hell. That this is the world we live in now. That this could possibly happen. I don't understand it. I don't like it. I want to go back. I want to go back to the way things were when we had presidents that were respectable. We were giving gays the rights to vote. And we...
You know what?
I want to go back to those times.
I'll even say this. So I've gone back and finally started watching the 2000s documentary, like how we watched the 60s through 90s.
Yeah.
Compared to the shit that's going on now, George W. was not nearly as bad as we think he was.
He was a bad president.
George W. was awful.
But
he was awful, but not in this awful sense.
Trump was worse.
He was at least Bush was qualified to be president.
Yeah. Exactly.
Trump, why are we still talking about this?
I don't know.
Let's stop talking about it.
All right, before we move on, I highly recommend looking up Democratic candidate Andrew Yang.
Yang for president. Yang can have my Wang. That's a terrible slogan.
It's an awful slogan. But no, I highly recommend. That's who I'm. It's between him and Elizabeth Warren for me for my picks for the Democratic candidate.
I like Joe Biden.
I don't.
I only like Joe Biden because I agree that he's the person that can most likely beat Trump.
I don't think he could. I think that if Joe Biden ran, it would be another Hillary.
Joe Biden, as of right now, was up like 30 points on Trump. And that was on a Fox News poll.
Everybody is up.
At which point, by the way, I have to mention this. Donald Trump destroyed Fox News.
Oh, I actually did read about that. Yeah.
Except for Sean Hannity, Jeanine Pirino or whatever.
Whichever ones are in his pocket.
Yeah. Whichever ones like suck his cock constantly, he loves them. He literally said that the rest of Fox was terrible. Fucking Trump will turn on you in a heartbeat. Did you hear about the guy that he called fat at his rally?
No.
So he stops his rally for these protesters, and he mentions how one's fat and needs to lose weight and go home to your mom's house, go back to your basement and work out. That guy's fat. Turns out that guy was actually one of his supporters who took the sign away from a protester.
Also, Trump is the last motherfucker to be throwing shade about weight.
Seriously.
Well, he said, he was like, he's even worse than me. And I was thinking like, no, he's not. I saw the guy. He's not. You fat fuck. And I'm not the kind of guy that should be making fun of somebody for weight. But you fat fuck. Anyway.
Oh, God. Andrew Yang. Andrew Yang is who I like a whole lot. Biden, I think, has way too much history and not a lot of it is good.
Yeah, but he's got that Obama connection.
He has that Obama connection. He's played the. Have you watched any of the debates?
No. I purposely didn't watch it because it's already, it got so toxic so quickly with the Democrats. It got so toxic. Instead of trying to help each other and build each other
they're
up,
they're already trying to tear each other apart.
They're already trying to tear each other down.
Which isn't what they need to be doing at all.
Then again, that worked for Trump.
And really, then you should look up Andrew Yang's clips because
I like Andrew Yang. I support Andrew Yang.
I'm going to keep going with it, though, because not everybody has heard this story.
No, because Andrew Yang is like, what, seventh right now?
He's made it to the September debates, which means he has, like, that's hard to get into.
Kamala Harris fringe dropped candidate. Horribly. She dropped off the map.
The last
quickly.
Debate was not good for her.
She had that one shining moment, and that was it.
Yeah, no,
was calling out Joe Biden?
The last debate, yeah. Because Joe Biden got called out for a lot of stuff. Then Kamala got called out for... when she was working as a prosecutor, she hid evidence that would have freed a man that had the death sentence.
She was, they've said it before that she was a shitty prosecutor because she went after black people. She went after minorities. She was a part of the problem.
Yeah.
But she got away with it because she is also African American. But now it's all starting to come back out of what she did as a prosecutor, yeah. And it's rough.
Because that was one of those things. Me and my roommate were watching the debates, and like somebody dropped that bomb on the stage, and like I just kind of looked at Andrew. I'm like, "There's no way that's true, right? Like that has to be fake." So we looked it up, and sure as shit, it was at least twice she hid evidence that would have freed a man that had received the life or the death sentence.
I like Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
Mayor
think
Pete's
stands
awesome.
He doesn't stand a chance in hell. Oh, yeah. Our first openly gay president. Sure. That's going to fucking happen in today's climate.
But he's also a veteran.
Well, you win some, you lose some.
But no, Uncle Joe was
Grandpa
better.
Grandpa Joe.
Oh, I always.
Who's uncle? He's your dad's uncle.
That's right. Anyway, no, he was better as a meme. Like he's got a lot of history and a lot of it's not great.
Look, the point is, I don't care who wins. I'm going to vote for them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to vote whoever's on that Democratic ticket. And that was the thing I was going to bring up. Like, Yang never threw any mud every time like he was called on. He just answered the question. And then he actually did, like, part of his closing statement was, how about we stop doing Trump's job for him and have reasonable debates?
The sad fact, though, is that to a lot of America,
they just want to see the shit show.
Well, the way Trump acted was how they always wanted to act, and they couldn't because of your job, your social restraints, stuff like that. But if the president's out there throwing shade on everybody, now I can't too. It makes it easier for me to be the biggest asshole in the world when the biggest asshole in the world is the president.
And it just adds to the rest of our country looking like a giant joke.
So we have to fight fire with fire. If Trump's going to be an asshole, let's be an asshole to Trump. Whoever gets the Democratic ticket and goes against Trump, fuck that, take the high road shit. Fuck Trump up. Mm-hmm. The question is, who should...
Because he will get riled up to no end. He will. And all he will make himself look even worse via Twitter.
And so, I think Elizabeth Warren will eviscerate him.
In that case, my nominee for president on the Democrat side, is the host of the Comedy Central roast. I wish I could remember his name. Jeff Ross? Make him the Democrat, because he will roast Trump so hard that Trump won't know what hit him.
Think he's actually getting roasted.
He'll peel that hot dog skin off, and he'll run back to whatever place he's from. I don't know. Butterland? Anyway, let's stop talking about it. We got to this list, man, and we got 20 minutes left in the show. There's a little gnat flying around my face, and the folks tune in because they want to know what fun thing we're talking about tonight.
Wasn't that Seth Meyers?
Oh, he roasted Trump once.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the guy that hosts the Comedy Central
show.
Roast.
Oh.
I think that was Jeffrey Ross.
Okay, I thought you were talking about the roast where it was...
You mean the guy that convinced Trump to run?
Yeah, because that's what I thought. That's the situation I thought you were talking about, was the... I heard Trump was thinking about running for president. I heard he was running as a joke.
No. Trump said he was going to be a Republican, which surprised me because I thought he was running as a joke.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
Donald Trump often appears on Fox News, which is ironic because a fox often appears on Donald Trump's head. And then they would cut to Trump in the audience, who everyone's laughing, and he is fucking stone faced. But if
just like beat red.
If you thought what Seth Meyers did to him was bad, let Jeff Ross get a hold of him. He will make him pee himself. Let's get to the list. If you're still tuned in,
okay.
Tonight's list, we're talking about 10, maybe 5 at this point, 10 TV shows from your youth. Doesn't even have to be when you were a kid. But from your youth, that if you had the power, you would bring back today. And what I mean by that is, you know, a lot of the things that we loved as kids are coming back.
Have been back.
They just brought back Invader Zim with the new movie Enter the Florpus or something like that.
Rocco's Modern Life, which was fun. Finally got its movie.
I liked Invader Zim more than Rocco.
I
haven't
too.
Watched either of them yet.
Rocco was Rocco.
It really was Rocco.
Fucking weird and stupid. That's what Rocco, That's Rocco is.
I enjoyed it.
And then, of course, there was Fuller House.
Uh-huh.
DuckTales got a reboot. DuckTales. Like, there's lots of reboots that have happened.
She-Ra.
He-Man's coming
Voltron.
Out with Kevin Smith, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what are some other things that you miss as a kid that you want them to bring back as a continuation, what have you? Could be a reboot if you want to reboot it or if you want to continue the story. I myself am more of a fan of continuations than reboots because I like to pick up with my characters as opposed to starting over. Although the DuckTales reboot
was so good.
Is better than the original.
It's,
I said it.
You know what? It's
dropping bombs.
I like that it has a continuous story plot a lot.
I think it's very funny. It's Huey, Dewey, so and Louie crack me up. Webbigail cracks me up.
Yeah, no, I love Webby's new persona.
And the Darkwing Duck episode
are fabulous. Yeah.
Oh my God. Did you watch the Darkwing Duck episode?
I haven't watched any of it yet other than the first episode.
There's an episode where
I don't have cable.
We legitimately get Darkwing Duck. Like,
I'm pretty sure Disney DX has it up on YouTube.
Oh.
That's where I watched it. It was the Darkwing Duck episode. So, 10 shows you watched when you were younger that you want them to bring back, and we'll talk about it, and we'll also mention why they're our favorites and stuff like that. We're going to start with Jess Kimball, often do.
Yeah, which is good because before you can steal it from me.
You son of a bitch. Lindsay, what is it so I can take it?
I don't know. I can't read upside down.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
It's not on my list, but I also only have 5 on my list, and goddamn, I would have put that there. What, they are rebooting Buffy. They are rebooting Buffy. Yep. So you got it. I'll let it pass. You got it in early enough.
I didn't That's know right. they were rebooting it.
Yeah, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I want it rebooted, but I want it...
Gritty?
Well, yeah.
No, you got to keep that humor.
But it needs a little bit of humor. But I also would prefer it if they were like college age as opposed to high school. Or like maybe later. But
yeah. I want to go the opposite. Put them in like grade school. I want 10-year-old Buffy.
Chibi Buffy.
Yeah, no, I would prefer like, yeah, college students Buffy. That would be cool. I'd be a fan of that. Honestly, I would be fine with a continuation of the series. Pick up like, you know, 20 years later. See where where the adventure's going.
Well, didn't at least in Angel's version, like hell literally was unleashed.
They can pretend stuff didn't happen.
Well, if you read the Angel and Buffy comics, they carried on the story for a couple seasons officially, and they tied
for several seasons.
Yeah, they tied those storylines together. So that's not really a big issue. I do want to say something real quick about that. One of the show frontrunners of the new Buffy show, apparently there was a lot of backlash because they didn't want them to just reboot Buffy. They're like, no, we don't want you to like recast it. She put out a message on July 26th of last year, actually, that said... what was it? I'll skip to the important part. There's only one Buffy, one Xander, one Willow, Giles, Cordelia, Oz, Tara, Kendra, Faith, Spike, Angel. They can't be replaced. Joss Whedon's brilliant and beautiful series can't be replicated. I wouldn't try to. But here we are 20 years later, and the world seems a lot scarier, so maybe it's time to meet a new Slayer. That's all I can say.
Fuck. No, I do remember that, because we talked about it on Nerd Up. Well, goddamn. Because I remember reading that exact line. Like
you browned out?
Yeah, no, I browned that one out. It's been so long since they've talked about it. You know, whatever. I'm still keeping it because I struggled to come up with 10.
Same.
I'm at 6.
Because so many things that I like have already been redone. Yeah. Some better than others, but...
Right, right.
Yeah.
All right, Lindsay.
Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
I need Sam to go home.
They
were supposed to do either a mini movie or a spinoff where his daughter went in to find him, and it never happened.
Was that the one that was on Sci-Fi? Uh-huh.
Well, it was
I'm thinking of Sliders. Never mind.
I mean, it did play on Sci-Fi for a while, but
it's the show where Dr. Samuel Beckett travels back through time, he keeps leaping into different people's bodies, and he has to solve a problem, and then he leaps
to make the world a better place
to the next body, trying to get back home.
Yeah, I did watch that show a bit.
Great show, great show.
All I really see now from it is the GIF with the meme.
Don't.
I'm not. That's
are
it.
You
know
the one
exactly.
I'm thinking of?
Yeah, no.
Where he looks in the mirror?
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's only one that I could possibly be talking about,
took,
and everyone
they
knows
took
what I'm talking about.
That GIF off of Facebook.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I didn't see it. You'll have to show me later.
You've definitely
I can't
seen
show it
it.
To you.
Oh.
It's gone. So I'll tell you what it is, but I won't say what it says.
Okay.
It's the one where Sam leaps into a mentally challenged person.
Oh.
Someone with Down syndrome.
Down syndrome.
Yeah,
and he looks in the
Jimmy.
Mirror. Yeah. Well, that's not what the tag said.
Ooh. Tag was bad.
But that was a great show. Yes. I would like to see that show again.
I mean, I liked the way they wrapped it up, but at the same time, I was super disappointed.
And that theme song.
All right, Shannon, what you got?
So mine is a little bit of a hidden gem. Not a lot of people watched it, but I think everyone here knows about it. The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
I knew you were going to say Briscoe.
I love that show so much. And unfortunately, Julius Carey passed away a couple years ago, so you can't bring back Lord Bowler. But you can still have Briscoe, you know, Bruce. Yep. Oh, fuck. Bruce Campbell. Almost said Bruce Willis. That was
no,
bad.
Not with Bruce Willis.
Bruce Campbell still looks great and is young enough. He could come back as Briscoe.
He could be an older Briscoe who has lost his friends.
Or he could travel through time because they had time travel. They had everything
in that
show. I
forgot they did have time travel in that show.
It's the best TV show you've probably never heard of. It was on Fox.
I'd never heard of it till you showed me it, and it's so good.
I love that show so much. If you get a chance, go check it out. You can get it on DVD now, the whole set, for pretty cheap. I bought it when it was $80. Like 3 months later, it was like 20, but I stand by my decision. I also bought the PlayStation Classic when it was $100. Because fuck my life, you know?
Yeah.
Briscoe County Jr., Jesse.
Yeah. All right. So I know this was in talks, but it hasn't been confirmed yet.
We're going to knock it down to 5.
That's fine.
Because we got 10 minutes left.
This has not been confirmed coming back, so I'm going to say it anyway. King of the Hill. Yeah, I figured you were going to take that one from
You're
me.
You're a fucking asshole.
Yeah, at least you
knocked
it down to 5.
You didn't have to pick that one.
I did, though, because
Son
it's King of the Hill.
Bitch.
You guys can just share it.
No.
I mean, he still has 4. No, yeah, King of the Hill like hasn't been officially, so like it's been in talks, but it hasn't been confirmed it's coming back. I want it to come back. I do not want it rebooted. I want it to come back.
Agreed.
I want it to be, you know, the 120
agree.
Years in the future.
Or it didn't even have to be that. It could just be the same time.
It go all the way back to 2001.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't want Hank to be old.
I'm gonna have to have something tragic happen to Luann, though.
No, it doesn't have to be tragic because both Luann, played by Brittany Murphy, and Lucky, played by
Tom Petty,
both passed
they
away.
They could just move.
They move. Have them move and give them a happy ending. Because I also, when Tom Petty was still alive, and I was thinking of a reboot for King of the Hill, I thought it would be a good story if something bad had happened to Luann, she had passed away, and now they're having to help raise Lucky's child.
Yeah,
that's a good story. But with both of them gone. You can't kill both their characters off. That would be
just
too sad.
I also
something happens that they moved to
Lucky
another...
strikes it rich and they moved
yeah.
out.
Lucky
east or
Lucky slips on PP at the Costco again, and this time they invest the money wisely
into Bitcoin or something.
Yeah, and now they live out on the coast.
Yeah, and I would be happy with that because you can't give them a happy ending. At least you can give their characters a happy ending,
yeah.
Right?
And maybe put it a couple years in the future. Bobby is now like in late high school, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, just give it a couple years. Doesn't have
age
to be
him a little bit.
Age him a little bit.
Crazy.
I mean, because I don't want shitty fucking later seasons Bobby. I fucking hated him. I couldn't stand Bobby by the end of it.
I miss when he was like the funny ladies man.
I miss when he was
there started turning him into Bill.
Well, that's Bill's fault because he was rubbing off on Bobby.
It's true. But yeah, no, I miss like hilarious ladies man Bobby. Like the Bobby we got in later seasons.
Confident Bobby.
Awful.
And yeah. I'm the only person that was a big fan of Peggy.
Absolutely.
I love
you. You might be the only person on the fucking planet.
I love Peggy Hill.
She's got some moments though.
She has some moments
that
are great.
Hilarious. Her character is so not only is her character hilarious, but the fact that she has such a defined character, I think it makes her one of the best characters in television.
Yeah, she never breaks her character,
and
ever.
Kathy Najimy that plays Peggy Hill is so good at it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know?
She's real good.
But like Asa said, Hank Hill doesn't deserve any of them. Except Boomhauer, maybe. Boomhauer is the only one that's like not a shit person.
No, none of them.
And
deserve
he's kind
Hank
of a
Hill.
Shit person.
And because Hank definitely started kind of rough, like in the early seasons, but by the end, like he really was just a true like champion of the people.
He's a blue collar guy. He's a Jim. Also, my favorite character on the show, of course, though, is John Redcorn.
Corn, okay.
Because John Redcorn, although he got really weird in the end too.
Yeah.
Did. Once Dale
broke a little bit.
Once Dale and Nancy's marriage got back on track.
And he started doing the like kids. He tried to be a rock singer
and
it
then
failed.
Being a kid.
Then it got really weird.
Yeah, no, John Redcorn took a real weird turn.
But when John Redcorn was just the womanizing, like when he was just the neighbor fucker, like he was. Is that a new vest, John Redcorn? Do you like it? Nancy liked it when I kept it on during sex. Take it. Take it all.
My sweet Nan Nan. No, I would like it for it to jump. Like, I would be fine with 20-year jump. Like to current day, because one of the things that was cool about it is that they could reference a lot of the stuff that was happening, you know, in the time.
I don't need to see Hank and Peggy being Trump supporters.
I don't think they would.
Shit. Are you sure? Because they were heavy. Well, he was a Bush supporter until he shook his hand. Yeah.
And the only reason he was a Bush supporter is because he was from good old state of Texas.
Arlen. He's an Arlenite.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, no, I think that Hank was way more progressive than, you know, you would give him credit for.
20, maybe. But, like...
I just don't want to see Bobby with a man bun.
I don't want to see 70-year-old Hank Hill.
I think that Bobby hits high school, has a growth spurt, and becomes a football jock.
Because
they hinted at him, like, taking a big interest in football.
If it's 20 years in the future at that point, Bill's got to be dead, right?
Almost
if he's
certainly
had a heart attack.
Which can't happen because Jim Root is one of the best parts of that show. Buck
Absolutely.
Strickland's definitely dead at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
He has to be. Because that motherfucker.
Between however many heart attacks he's had.
Maybe Hank finally
Hank's
was
manager.
Given the manager. Maybe he owns the business now.
That would be neat.
That would be nice.
I doubt he'd own it. He'd probably be working for...
He'd still be the assistant manager
he's
under someone new.
For
Ms. Liz?
What was his kid? Rob Roy?
Rob Roy? Definitely not Rob Roy, Lindsay. I know what you're talking about. It was Roy something.
Yeah, I don't remember his name
Roy
either.
Roy maybe. Fuck, I don't know. R. Roy, L. Roy.
Because it was the...
Ray Roy.
It was like Ray Ray or Ray Roy or something like that.
Yeah, whatever.
I just remember it was like, because it was his bastard child. Yeah, the one that he didn't know about that was very similar to him.
All right, let's move on because that's so much King of the Hill talk. Lindsay.
Yep.
So I thought about kind of off the top of my head, I would like to see rebooted, like better,
I get the joke.
Like better graphics and more. There's more tech that they could go into. You look at that first season of Reboot.
Better
and it
graphics,
was painful.
That was cutting edge. What are you talking about? That's like Beast Wars good.
It was
Woo!
Back then.
Yeah, it was.
Now
Beast
when you
Wars
got
good.
To season four, it was pretty.
Yeah, it was like putting lipstick on a pig. All pigs look the same from behind, darling.
But anyway, still with like just the tech increase in general, there's so much more they could still
Which
do with it.
Just gave me an idea for my third, fourth show since Jesse took it. but no, I think that would be cool because, yeah, Reboot, there's so much more technology now. They could do so many more cool things with the story.
Yeah.
I agree. That's a good choice.
And it had a lot of good characters in it also.
When Jesse talked about like Buffy and how it had already been rebooted and stuff, there were three that I wanted to put on the list, but I can't. For reasons, and I want to just name those really quick. Mm-hmm. Star Trek The Next Generation, can't because they got Picard coming.
Which yep. I'm excited about.
I am excited about. Mr. Show with Bob and David. They have with Bob and David on Netflix.
Yep.
Even though they haven't done a season in 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And Garfield. Lorenzo Music passed away. Without Lorenzo Music, you can't do Garfield.
Garfield's never really stopped being some form or another.
Yeah, but they're all bad.
They are, yes.
And
Bill Murray was a perfect Garfield.
Other than Lorenzo Music, yes.
that was very much.
Oh, that
a
was
joke.
Sarcasm. Okay.
Yeah, it was sarcasm.
I will not accept 3D animated Garfield. I just won't.
Yeah, no. Won't. Plus, the last one, his mouth moves.
Yeah, that's not good either.
And that's just weird.
I mean, we'd probably get it like if we ever got any more Garfield, it would almost certainly look like the Peanuts, like that most recent.
I would be
like,
fine
3D
with
remake.
That.
Yeah,
you know?
I'd be fine with that.
Like that stylization would be really cool.
But Garfield and Friends was the pinnacle of Garfield.
Yes, no, that was yeah.
All right, so my actual choice, and this almost happened, Tales from the Crypt. We almost got a reboot for that from M. Night Shyamalan, full circle. But due to licensing issues and stuff, they canceled it. So there will be no Tales from the Crypt reboot. Now, they are doing Creep Show.
And Twilight Zone.
Yeah, which
Twilight
is supposed
Zone's
to be phenomenal.
Going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it has been.
By Jordan Peele.
Because we watched the first episode of it.
Because it was free.
Because it was free, and yeah.
So yeah, Tales from the Crypt, the best horror anthology show of all time.
So good.
And I like a lot of them. Tales from the Dark Side, Outer Limits, Twilight Zone, obviously. But Tales from the Crypt was tip-top for me. I would talk more about it, but I've talked about it in the past. And I'm sure when Halloween rolls around, we'll talk about it again. Jesse.
All right, so... I do want to mention that I'm not going to go through all of the ones that I thought of that have already or are getting remakes, but I will mention Avatar The Last Airbender. I definitely want more in that story.
Or at least that universe.
Are they doing
else.
A reboot of that?
Yeah, they're doing a live action version on Netflix. The original showrunners are coming back for it.
Really?
Yes. And the original music composer are all coming back for the live action remake of Avatar The Last Airbender, and it will be a series as opposed to
a film.
A movie. Yeah.
By the way, they did cast today. They announced who was playing Julia in the Cowboy Bebop live action TV show coming to Netflix.
I forgot about that.
You know, with John Cho playing Spike Spiegel.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally forgot.
But yeah, no, they're doing the live action remake, and they've done comics to extend the story of both Avatar: The Last Airbender and Korra, and the comics are really good. It's not the same as watching the show.
That's like reading the novelization of a movie.
Yeah, because the comic books are like they're written by the same guys. Like they're written by the show writers, but it's just
not the same.
It's not the same.
It's like the Buffy comic.
Yeah. So you're moving past it though. Something I do want to see, kind of sticking with Lindsay's there, Animorphs.
Okay.
I was obsessed with that book series as a kid, and the TV show was awful.
Yes, it was.
I never watched it.
It was so bad. It was on Nickelodeon. I think I maybe watched two episodes, and then whenever it came on, I switched back over to Cartoon Network.
But now with the technology being so much better, like they could do so much more with it. Like I think
they
that if
could
it
do
got...
a combo of practical and
I yes. liked they
CG.
Did they did one special that I really liked in mid 2000s, 2015. Something. It was on It's Always Sunny when Dee turned into the ostrich.
Yes, the ostrich.
I don't give a shit, Dee.
That's still probably the first time I saw that episode. Might be the hardest I've ever laughed at television.
Just
like. Because I did not see it coming. Because that was the browned out episode.
Yeah, because she kept getting progressively more bird like as the episode went on.
Oh, that bit was so good.
Lindsay, please save us.
Okay, so you'll probably yell at me in this one because same thing. Comics have still been going on for it. There have been talks of movies and whatnot, but the last actual thing made for it was in 2006.
Let me guess. I don't know.
Robotech.
Oh, okay.
I want my continuation of the animation. I want to know what happened to Rick.
That show went on for 46 years. Didn't you get enough content?
No. I need more.
All right, I'll give it to you.
They had a lot of like licensing issues and stuff that were happening, though. But that's all been resolved.
Let's blaze through these a little bit because now we're at an hour and a minute. So, I know that it's important to you because you love Robotech.
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
and
didn't
I
we
need
do a special
more.
On Robotech?
Yes, we did.
Just me and you.
When
they announced the new series, the movie wasn't
when
it?
When they first announced the live action,
still happening?
Yes. The last news on it is the original contracts for the three anime that they combined to make Robotech. Their license for those entities was going to be up in 2021.
Okay.
So the last couple years, they have been reworking their contracts so that both companies have good deals on it because Macross is still a huge thing in Japan.
Well, if only Sony and Disney would do that.
I know, right?
God damn it.
But yeah, San Diego Comic Con, they announced they've got it all worked out and rights are still good to go. So hopefully my movie will work soon and I'll hear new news.
So, Sony and Disney.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear what the deal was?
No.
That Disney proposed?
They want to pay for half of it and earn half of it.
They wanted a 50-50 split, Sony, and like, apparently a lot of people on the inside of the business said that was an insane deal, and Sony was absolutely right to walk away from it. So, everyone's blaming Sony because they walked away, but Disney was the one that basically held the knife up and said, give me money.
Yeah.
So,
because the way, like, and in fairness, the deal that Marvel has is shit. Because the current deal is Sony bankrolls the entire movie.
And they get like 5% of the opening. 5%
of the profit.
Yeah.
Which is a terrible deal. Like, granted, they get to use Spider-Man in their movies, but they're putting in all the work.
Right.
So, yeah, like, it's a terrible deal comparatively for Sony. Like, absolutely. But at the end of the day, Marvel wants to pay for half. Sony pays for half. Marvel earns half. Sony earns half.
Which makes sense.
And with how much those movies make, I would think they would be fine with that.
Right.
Well, especially Sony could very well, I guarantee you, if Sony puts out another Spider-Man movie just by Sony, it'll do $1 billion. Because people will still be riding the Marvel wave. And a lot of people won't know that.
They'll know real quick when Happy Hogan doesn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
People that know it will. But I mean, like, the same people that vote for Trump probably won't.
They're not interested in
Spider-Man.
Well,
and that comes into, though, whether or not they get a decent writing staff. And
they won't. It's Sony.
And they won't technically be able to do anything that's tied in with the other stuff.
Nope.
No.
But yeah, it's like I said, Happy Hogan will be gone. I imagine that... Well, I don't know how the rest of the rights to the characters would work. Because, yeah, I mean, I guess
we talked about that
Spider-Man.
On Tuesday. Yeah, no, we talked about that on Tuesday of, like, do they have the rights to this version of MJ? Do they have the rights to his friend?
Because presumably Sony has the rights to all of those characters except for, obviously, Happy Hogan.
See, I thought the opposite. I thought because it was a Marvel film that Marvel had all the rights to all of the characters except Spider-Man.
Well, Spider-Man was still originally a different deal that Sony had the rights to.
That's what we're saying.
Marvel does have the rights to, or did have the rights to Spider-Man, like, with this deal. Like, that was...
Well, they were borrowing him, but he was still Sony's property. But, like, all the characters they introduced were all their characters.
Right.
So, but, go back and listen to the Tuesday show, people, if you're listening, because Ace and I talked about this in length, not spoiling the ending to Far From Home, but they could very well do a Sony movie where Spider-Man is taken away from all of those characters because now he's on the run. He could go to Guatemala, and it could be Spider-Man in Guatemala. And never reference any of that. And they could still technically continue the Spider-Man story without ever mentioning it. They won't because they're stupid.
But. I fully expect them to not do any more live-action Spider-Man and then just stick with Spider-Verse stories.
Tom Holland's under contract for two more movies.
Oh, is he under contract with Sony, though, or is he under contract with Marvel?
Sony.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because I know he was supposed to be in more Marvel movies, too.
How muddy is that? Tom Holland also unfollowed Sony on Twitter today.
Oh, yeah, he's got to be pissed about it.
Oh, my God. Anyway, save it for Nerd Up. Right. We got to barrel through these.
Yep, yep.
My next one. Oh, I didn't do mine yet.
Oh, shit.
The Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Yay!
Come on, there's so much Nintendo out there. Imagine,
so much fun.
Imagine if they had a new Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
I almost thought about putting Captain N on my list.
I would bring that one here.
Tie it together.
But imagine if they had like different 15-minute episodes and you split it in half and
you
one week gets
Smash Brothers specials.
What if they have a Fire Emblem series going on? And then the next week it's Zelda, and then it's Mario, and then it's Metroid.
No, I mean, you don't have to keep selling me on it. Like, you sold me with, like, I was fine with Super Show Remake.
Just Mario. But, oh, man, if Nintendo had, like, a variety hour, basically.
That would be cool.
Fucking kill it. Jesse.
You want to just, like, finish out our lists?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's just finish them
up. Yeah, so go ahead and run through it. Batman the Animated Series, I'd love to see a continuation of that. Like, you know, before, obviously, Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to see more of that. The 90s X-Men.
Oh, like I almost put that on my list.
Yeah, I'd like to see that get continued. Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Now he'd be Uncle Will, though. And then be a new Fresh Prince.
Yes,
maybe
please.
Jaden Smith?
Anyway, Daria.
Fuck.
They are doing a continuation. It's focused more on Jody, though.
Ooh.
Thank God.
I don't remember if it's in college or they're just out of college, but the main focus is on Jody this time.
Huh.
But it's still that same universe.
But I like Daria.
Maybe I like it more if it's about Jody. Unless it's Aubrey Plaza in a live action one, I don't care.
I don't need it to be live action. I just want I would like them to pick up the show.
Aubrey Plaza,
I don't know how far that's gone along, like, but I know that is happening.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so Firefly.
Let it
just
go.
Just watch Outlaw Star.
It's also over. Like, I want more.
Let it go, bro.
Then Rocket Power and Gargoyles were the other ones that I had on here.
Rocket Power and Gargoyles. I thought there was a show called Rocket Power Gargoyles.
That is a metal sound.
Where they just blaze through the sky.
I'd watch the shit out of that.
Oh, goodness.
Lindsay, finish out your list.
Okay, so I need a good Gem in the Holograms to happen.
Oh, they had a movie just a couple years ago.
It was a good movie, but not a good Gem movie.
Well, it turns out that the old series wasn't good either.
Guess what? I don't care. I liked it. I would still like to see a modern Gem in the Holograms. As far as that goes, like dealing with the whole digital age and that stuff.
Sex tapes, nip slips, that kind of stuff.
I want my follow-up to The Tenth Kingdom that they teased at the end of The Tenth Kingdom that there was going to be a book two, and it didn't happen.
Well, they had the 9/11 Kingdom, but...
What the hell is she talking about?
You ever seen The Tenth Kingdom?
No.
It was an NBC miniseries that basically it was...
Had Martin Short.
Fairy tale world.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It did not have Martin Short.
Didn't have Martin Short.
No, that was Merlin.
Yeah, you told me about this. I remember
this
now.
It's good. I liked it.
Did it have Sam Neill?
Yes. No, okay. That was Merlin.
Fucking hell.
It had the guy from Night Court.
Richard Mall?
No.
Harry Anderson?
No.
John Larroquette?
Yes.
Okay. I'll get there.
The fuck, Shannon?
And Rutger Hauer was...
Rutger Hauer?
Yes. He was
he ain't coming back.
I know. He was the... He died in it at the end anyways, so...
Good
he
news.
Was, he was
good
the
news, everybody. Yeah.
And Diane
to
Weiss
shreds, you say.
Was in it.
Yeah. To shreds, you say. Well, I better speak to his estate. To shreds, you say. What? What else you got?
I think Pepper Ann would be good to reboot right now. She was a little ahead of her time when it came out.
I knew what Pepper Ann was.
It was a very like girl power middle schooler cartoon by Disney.
Okay.
She's too cool for seventh grade. Yep. Yeah.
Maybe she could be Buffy.
I need my Fraggle Rocks to get their movie finally.
Bum, ba, bum, ba, bum.
Mm-hmm.
Just more Kermit in general.
Because I love Fraggle Rock. I think it'd be cool if they redid Bucky O'Hare.
That would be cool. No one would care at this point.
I know. They'd have to re-put the game out again.
There's like six people that know what the fuck you're talking about.
I know. I really enjoyed the cartoon. And then my last one was totally out of left field that I don't know why I forgot it, but Count Duckula.
I thought they did do Count Duckula.
He had a cameo in the new Danger Mouse cartoon.
Okay.
But I want him to have his own.
Didn't he drink
he's
ketchup?
A vampire vegetarian duck.
About to say,
a vegetarian vampire duck.
This is my turn to say what in the damn hell.
Yeah, okay.
Twice now you've said that about Lindsay.
So basically the opening of it tells the main point of it that there is an evil dynasty of vampire ducks that can only be killed like normal vampires, staked through the heart, exposure to sunlight, blah, blah, blah. But they can be brought back once a century with a special rite, but it's only like very specific time that they can be brought back. And this time when they were rebringing him back, they messed up and instead of putting blood in it, they put ketchup in it. So he's a vegetarian.
What in the goddamn hell, Shannon?
I will show you an episode of it.
My list.
It's British. So.
Oh. I had one, but then you guys kept fucking talking. And I don't remember what it was now. And it seemed relatively important too. Oh,
you should have two more at least.
I have two more, but I had another one that while you guys were talking, I thought, oh yeah, I would love to see that one again. But it's gone. So
I'm
fuck
sorry.
You guys.
You'll rethink of it. X-Files. No, well,
I don't want to fucking think of it. They fucking redid the X-Files.
But it wasn't enough.
The real Ghostbusters.
Yes.
And that'd they might actually cool. actually they are coming out with more Ghostbusters stuff. So maybe that one should be on the list. But real Ghostbusters, and then last one, Code Monkeys.
Yes.
Because Code Monkeys like to have Mountain
Code
Dew.
Monkeys.
And the nothing hotter than the video game industry right now. So let's bring back more shows about the video game industry, especially that one. It was way ahead of its time. I'm surprised they got away with it. It was on
they
G4.
Really
so
it was on G4. They got to move to Comedy Central, didn't it?
Probably.
Did
they
it?
Shopped it around in so many different places. Yeah. But it was legitimately funny. And
I liked
again,
Code Monkeys.
Again, humor that you can't do now.
Yeah.
I disagree.
A lot of things in the Me Too movement wouldn't have flown on that show.
No, I understand.
All pigs look the same from behind, darling, is one of my favorite quotes. And let's not forget about the cock goblin.
Yes.
When I created the cock goblin, I became like, the cock goblin.
I have to say once again, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is still airing and very popular. It's been renewed for another season and is coming back in September.
You need a character named Big Black Cock Goblin. Why? Big Black Cock Goblin is frightening, but alluring. That's what they tell me. That was such a fantastic show. And there's probably more I probably could have thought of if you hadn't kept talking about.
I'm sorry.
Fucking ducks that drink ketchup and shit. Bring back Xena and Hercules.
Yes.
I actually thought about putting Hercules on there because I like that show
Except
quite a
Kevin
bit.
Sorbo's gigantic Christian conservative piece of shit now.
Well, yeah, we don't. I said reboot. Like, I would be cool with another Hercules show. Doesn't have to be any kind of continuation.
They said they're going to do it. And I need them to make the Conan the Barbarian reboot. Or not reboot, the continuation with Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he's old King Conan.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be really cool. I think that would be badass.
I'd watch the shit out of that.
I would too. Anything with Conan or Arnold.
Arnold. Yeah,
I love me some Arnold. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. Fuck you guys.
Bye guys.
Wow, that hit the mic. That was really good. The original
I couldn't
order,
have done that if I was trying.
The original. Oh, that's what it was. It was Muppets. Bring back the Muppets.
The Muppet Show?
The Muppet Show. Bring it back again.
I don't understand why Jason Segel didn't get, like, why they didn't just throw mountains of cash at him to keep making Muppets movies?
I don't know why they canceled the TV show. I loved it. It was done like The Office, but it was about the Muppets.
They might not currently have a voice for Kermit.
Well, I'll do it. Hey, guys, Kermit the Frog here.
You could do it.
And I wasn't even trying. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to get out of here. I want to thank you once again. What the fuck am I doing? Monday, Nerd Up.
Yeah.
And then
Tuesday, special interview.
Tuesday, we have a special interview with the Yellow Power Ranger, Karen Ashley. That's very exciting. We met her at the Cape Comic Con.
She's super nice.
Sweetheart. Our good friend Tanner Calvert, who's on the I Want to Believe show, got us an interview with her because he actually did like security for her at the event.
Yeah, he helped her with her paperwork and keeping people in line at her table.
So short of something bad happening, we'll have that interview with Karen Ashley next week. That's going to be good. Until then, thank you guys for tuning in once again. What shows would you like to see come back? Let us know, as always. Until then, you take it easy. Have a great weekend. Later.